I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Ever get upset when you hear all the ominous climate change research and feel like there's no solution? Well, let me introduce you to someone who's all about improving the situation, the president of the Marshall Islands, the first woman president of any Pacific nation. Hilda Heine is her name. The Marshall Islands, low-lying nations generally, are on the minds of world leaders meeting in Poland this week and next to hammer out details of the UN climate change agreement. President Heine doesn't need any reminders.
The future of the Marshall Islands hangs in the balance. The Paris Agreement stands strong as a powerful and united legal commitment to ensure a rise of no more than 1.5 degrees Celsius.
That was Heine at the UN General Assembly this fall. Filmmaker Beth Murphy has been following the president of the Marshall Islands for our WGBH partners at the Ground Truth Project. What drew you to Heine's story, Beth?
She's a woman of many, many firsts. She, you know, started off her career as a teacher, as a counselor, as the Minister of Education. Then I do see her very much as an educator now for the world on climate change. Now she is the first female leader in the Pacific. I just was so impressed by how the Marshall Islands, one of the, you know, most remote islands in the entire world, and yet here they are, the ones who are really leading the world in climate action.
So you visited these remote Marshall Islands and met her there. What was that like, and how is she viewed by the people that she's leading?
Yeah, she's so well loved. I mean, she's really one of the people. I flew with her to Jolowit Island, which is where she grew up, a very, very small island. And so, you know, this is no Air Force One, right? This is a commercial airliner, very small. You know, she gets on and sits in the front row and, you know, she's looking out the window. She's got a lollipop in one hand and a traditional Marshallese flag in the other hand. And, you know, we're kind of looking out the window and she's just reflecting on the fact that this is what she's fighting for. And so she was reflecting on that on our journey there. And then we landed on like a little sandy beach, basically. And we've got right to the right, body of water, immediately to the left, you know, body of water, out in front of us, body of water.
Yeah, that rising sea is pretty palpable, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. And you feel that when you're there. The sea is encroaching on the land and on the people and on the way of life. It is palpable. This is the island where she grew up, and it's really where she first realized how vulnerable the Marshall Islands is. When she was 7 years old, when a big typhoon hit.
Everything was, I mean, the entire islands was washed over. There were big waves that came, and everyone in that community came to stay in our house because our house was a little bit higher than normal. By the time that people came over, the entire roof was blown off. So that was my first experience with extreme weather, I guess.
Wow. Yeah, that's an intense episode. So Heine was elected president of the Marshall Islands in 2016, and she said that her country is leading from the front on climate change. What does that mean for a country that's responsible for just a tiny percentage of global carbon emissions?
One of the big things that President Heine did recently was to hold the first virtual heads of state summit to really get countries focused on their actions around the NDCs, which are the nationally determined contributions. And the focus is on embracing, updating, strengthening these NDCs by 2020.
So a lot of world leaders are in Poland right now at this UN climate summit, ironing out how they're going to track and report carbon emissions in the future, also laying groundwork for new carbon commitments. How is President Heine involved in all of this?
Well, at the virtual summit last month, the Marshall Islands was the first country to commit to more ambitious climate targets, and they're more than a year ahead of the deadline. And they're trying to inspire through that action other countries to take the same kind of action. And now her delegation that is in Poland is continuing that push and also even going a little bit further and calling on developed countries to commit $100 billion to developing countries in order to reach those most ambitious goals.
In the past few months and even weeks, Beth, there's been this onslaught of increasingly ominous news, as you probably have been following, about climate change. We just heard about how carbon emissions, after a period of slowly flattening out, have been over the past 2 years rising again, and they really need to be not just flattening out but spiking down. I'm wondering if you asked President Haina how she stays motivated to keep fighting when saving the Marshall Islands, saving her own country, just seems less and less possible.
The children who are growing up in the Marshall Islands today, I mean, this might be the last generation that's able to live there. And that's what motivates President Haina in such a personal way.
I have a granddaughter. She will continue to live in this place, and I want to make sure that the Marshall Islands stays here. I want to make sure that the culture is preserved for future generation. And if the Marshall Island does not exist in the future, that means the people and the culture are lost.
Like you said earlier, Beth, I mean, it is for President Hilda Haina literally an existential crisis for her and the people of the Marshall Islands. Beth Murphy from Ground Truth Films talking about the president of the Marshall Islands, Hilda Haina. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.